Since March, more than 9,000 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in BPR's Western Carolina listening area. Most of those cases ended up at the region's biggest hospital, Mission in Asheville. Dr. William Hathaway is the chief medical officer there and says they have been following CDC guidelines around patient testing.
One of the places where we were most concerned about testing has to do with pre-procedural testing.
Hathaway is referring to testing patients who are at Mission Hospital for surgery unrelated to COVID-19. When a patient comes in, staff follow an algorithm to decide to test patients for COVID-19 before they go under the knife, unlike other hospitals around the country that test every surgery patient.
If you're having a skin biopsy or a low-risk procedure, then it's clearly far less relevant at that point in time. And that's where we don't rely on testing to protect people. We rely on masking.
Dr. David Weber is a physician and public health epidemiologist at UNC Chapel Hill. Weber says that testing surgery patients for COVID-19 has become more important as physicians have learned more about the disease and community spread has increased.
If you have COVID pre-symptomatic or symptomatic and undergo surgery, you have higher risks from the surgery, more complications, and higher mortality.
Weber explains that UNC hospitals test every patient pre-surgery for COVID-19. Despite the fact that the asymptomatic positive rate is below 1%, just like what's seen at Mission. He says there is some merit to the algorithm method.
It's more efficient and certainly less costly, but it also means that you will miss some other people who don't fit into that high-risk group.
The study of HCA's algorithm showed that $15,000 was saved per COVID-19 positive by only testing high-risk patients. For Weber, that cost savings does not equal the potential for loss of life. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.